you. He's doing something concerning your case, concerning your situation. He's doing something concerning your health, concerning your finances, concerning your career or your business or your education. I am persuaded that our God is doing something concerning you. He has not forgotten you, not at all. He can never forget you. He saw you when you prayed that prayer. He saw you when you sowed that seed. He saw you when you cried in that corner. And I tell you, he heard and he's doing something. And I'm here this morning to assure you that you are not believing God in vain. You are not holding on to that word of God for nothing. I'm here to assure you that the future is good. The future is bright. The future is greater than where you are right now. Hallelujah. And if there be someone with me at this hour listening, and you are going through issues, only you understand your issues. Only you know what's going on. You cannot even pick your phone and make a call to someone. But I stand by faith with you right now, and I reach out to you in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking that the Almighty God will visit you. May the Lord God visit you. May the Lord God Almighty lift up that burden. Let it be lifted. Let the burden be lifted. Let it be lifted in the name of Jesus. I speak into that situation, whatever the situation is, and I command it to now turn in your favor. Turn in your favor. Let it turn in your favor. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that affliction. I command an end of it. Let the affliction die now. I say, die now and be gone. In the name of Jesus. I reach out to someone who feels lonely. You feel so lonely. So lonely. Oh, hallelujah. May you now know the presence of God like never before. May you now feel, sense, understand the presence of God. He's there with you right now. I assure you that. I'm asking that you know his presence. And I open up your life to wonders. The cage and the barrier all around you. Whatever keeps you connected, keeps you away from being connected, keeps you away from reaching out or someone reaching out. I break them out of your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I call this season your season. Your time of refreshing, your time of turning around, your time of visitation, your season for God to bring you into that joy, your joy, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you because even now as I release your word, it goes with your spirit and it's not falling down. Is accomplishing your purpose. Honor and power I ascribe to Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning I want to minister to you very quickly on the three kinds of faith. The three kinds of faith. And I want to pick my text from the letter of John, 1 John. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4. This is V.A.'s main text, main scripture. Victory Assembly is founded on the strength of this scripture. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Faith is very fundamental to our Christian life. Faith is key. Faith is everything to the believer. When we live by faith, we enjoy victory. We enjoy victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Satan has no capacity to defeat the believer's faith. Wonders are performed through faith. Healing takes place through faith. Unprecedented success happens through faith. Faith is more powerful than any force in the universe. I assure you that. Hallelujah. When we walk, you know, in unbelief, outside of faith, we fail and we are defeated. We suffer losses. We wander around. We go in a circle. We operate in fear. We are oppressed by the wicked one. But when the believer is functioning by faith, he is an overcomer. He overcomes. And this is why the Bible says that the believer must live by faith. He has no choice but to live by faith. You have to just live by faith. Faith brought you into this union with Jesus. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." Hallelujah. Faith brought you into this union. Faith brought you into what you enjoy with God. It gave you peace with God. The Bible said, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." Faith is the way the believer must operate for him to enjoy victory, continuous victory, everyday victory, victory in whatever situation that you are trust in. You will overcome. You will overcome. The scripture, they come to pass. They cannot fail. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. Even our faith. You must begin to operate by faith. You must be a faith-working believer. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to everyone who believes." This gospel has power. The power of God is embedded in the gospel. When you embrace the gospel, you are connected to the source of power. The power behind resurrection, the power behind the creation of the world, the power behind all the things that you see that exist today. Paul says, in the gospel, there's power. And this power is deployed through faith. "For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. The New Living Translation says, this good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. This is accomplished. Everything that God will make of you, everything that God will perfect in you from start to finish, everything about the counsel of God, the plans of God, the operations of the Holy Spirit in your life, from start to finish, is by faith. And the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Through faith, life exists. Victory is commanded. You cannot not walk by faith. And someone will say, but what is faith? Faith simply means reliance on the finished work of Christ. That all that you're doing as a believer is rely on the finished work of Christ. Faith means to have a solid conviction that the word of God is true and that everything that God has said in his word will come to pass. Faith is the decision that a believer makes to order his life and to order his affairs strictly on the basis of the word of God. He hears the word of God and he acts upon it. He takes the word of God as it is and he acts upon it because he knows that the word of God is true and it comes to pass. It can never fail. Hallelujah. Two things you need to understand about faith very quickly. No matter what size your faith is, it can move a mountain. Jesus speaking in Luke chapter 17 verse 6 says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Jesus may be speaking in a metaphor here. It's simply saying that with faith, you can do absolutely anything. No matter how small that faith is. You don't need a giant faith. You don't need a big faith. If you have faith, no matter the size of the faith, it can move a mountain. It can give you victory. It will bring you to that place of greater destiny. Hallelujah. And the second thing you need to understand about faith is that a lot of times, walking by faith is contrary to common sense. It's contrary to human reasoning. Because the word of God is not in harmony with human reasoning. Faith is the operations of God. Faith is functioning in line with the word of God. And it's always contrary to human reasoning. If you're gonna walk by faith, and you have to, as a believer, learn to operate by faith because the Bible says that just must live by faith. Hallelujah. The plan of God from start to finish is accomplished by faith. And if you have to live by faith, then you must understand that it's a lot of times contrary to human reasoning. Faith does not have common sense. It's a divine sense. Hallelujah. This is what God said. This is what God said about himself. He says in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. We don't think the way God thinks. We cannot think the way God thinks. We just have to understand the way God thinks and accept it and make it our thinking. We just have to understand the ways of God and accept it and adopt it. For he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19 and 20 says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I tell you, faith working the ways of God, working in line with the word of God, can be contrary to human reasoning. A lot of times it's contrary to human reasoning. And if you are going to reason things, you know, rationalize things before you act on them, then you're not going to be able to walk by faith. There are many people who cannot understand Christianity, cannot understand the teaching of this gospel, because it does not make sense to them. So many people struggle with the word of God, struggle with obeying scriptures because they cannot just understand it. It does not make any sense to them. I've met quite many people who will wonder, but this does not make sense. God's way, you know, it's does not make sense a lot of times. I saw many years ago someone, you know, he brought out his tongue and cleaned up a blind man's eye with his tongue. He did that because the Lord's telling him, if only you can bring out your tongue and wipe those stains you see, those white stuff you see on his eyes, he's going to see. It does not make sense. There's no science behind this. Doctors would tell you that it's folly, it's foolishness. But the moment he did that, the man's eyes popped open and he began to see. It doesn't make sense. You know, I encountered someone with leprosy many years ago. When you look at his fingers, they were all those stuffs were all there, you know. And I heard the Lord say, if only you can stretch forth your hand and touch him and pray for him, I will heal him. It does not make sense. No science behind that. It's the word of God. I acted on what God said. And a week later, I couldn't recognize him. I encountered this guy on the street. He was running towards me. And I never met him as far as I was concerned. And he said, you don't know me? I said, have we met before? He said, yeah, I was the guy that you prayed for last week. His flesh became like that of a baby. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense when God said, he who gives becomes richer. But he who hoards becomes poorer. That's not how to be wealthy. If you want to be wealthy, then you don't give away the things that you have. But that does not agree with the word of God. That's a worldly system, but that's not God's system. So the point I'm making is that, you see, your faith, no matter how small you think it is, and you don't need a giant faith, no matter how small your faith is, Jesus says, You can say to this tree, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And it shall be so. There's power in faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. But when you want to function in faith, then you have to understand that it's not about common sense. It's contrary to human thinking, human reasoning. The word of God, the ways of God, they are God's thoughts. They are God's ways of doing things. He speaks the word and things happen. He called those things that be not and they appear as though they were. There's power in the word of God. Very quickly, the three kinds of faith now, the essence for this is for you to see what kind of faith that you have and how you operate in faith. There is a faith that produces results, and you want to walk in the kind of faith that produces results. You've got to check what kind of faith you're walking in. And you've got to activate the God kind of faith, the faith that is result-oriented, the faith that is creative, the faith that brings results. So there are three kinds of faith that I'd like to introduce you to. There is what is called the weak and the passive faith. The weak and the passive faith is referring to that faith that is mixed with unbelief, with doubt, with fear and anxiety. You believe the word of God. You believe that the word of God comes to pass. And you may even step out to act it, but you are full of unbelief. You are saying, even though I know that the word of God is powerful, but I'm not sure if what I'm about to do, if this one will work. I've seen it work with other people, but will this work for me? I've seen Pastor Musa act this way and it worked that way, but that's Pastor Musa. That's Pastor Musa's faith. What about me? Would that work for me? Unbelief, doubt, fear, anxiety, they make faith weak or passive, inactive. And Jesus speaks about that. Jesus says concerning that in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 21. Matthew 21 and 21. Jesus says there, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. So you've got to underline doubt not. In other words, if your faith is reliant on the word of God, faith is acting in the word of God, but you cannot go about doing the word of God having doubts, having fear, having worry that this word of God, will it ever happen? Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. So, doubt or fear creeps in to weaken faith, to make your faith passive, not bring results. So that's why you've got to deal with doubt. You've got to fight doubt in your life. You've really got to fight doubt. You've got to fight, worry. You've got to defeat that. The devil likes to sow this seed, the seed of doubt, so he can hinder results. So you may be wondering, but I've done this out of faith. I've spoken the word of faith. I've acted by faith. No, Jesus says, if you doubt not. Jesus didn't say if you have faith alone. He said if you have faith and doubt not, and doubt not. When doubt creeps into your faith life, it makes the mountain stay even when you speak to it. The second type of faith is the dead faith. The dead faith. It's faith, but it's dead. And this is the faith that is only mentally asserted, but it's never acted on. Mentally, you believe that there's power in God's word. Oh, wonderful, hallelujah. I heard this teaching on prosperity. Oh, wow, hallelujah. Wow, God prospers people, you would say. I've heard this teaching on breakthrough, on healing. Oh, wow, there's healing and breakthrough in the word of God. You believe it? It's there in your head. You know it. You know all scriptures concerning breakthroughs. You know all scriptures concerning healing. You know all scriptures concerning success. But you're wondering why, in the midst of all of that knowledge, you're not seeing results. It's because it's a dead faith that you have. And it's dead because it's not acted upon. Any faith that remains unacted upon or dormant, the Bible calls it dead faith. So what gives life to faith is action. Action. When you take a step forward and act on what you believe, then you're giving life to faith. Hallelujah. James chapter 2 verse 17 to 20 explains it. James says, even so faith, if it had not works, is dead. Being alone is dead. Faith not acted upon is dead. So many believers have dead faith. So much knowledge. So much knowledge. I tell you, the reason why we've not taken over the world for Jesus, the reason why we don't have churches all over the street, the reason why, you know, the world is still in darkness is because the bunch of us have faith, but it's a dead faith. We know so much about evangelism. We know so much about winning souls, but we don't act upon it. Dead faith does not bring results, does not change things, does not make anything happen. You have faith. If it's not acted on, the Bible calls it, James calls it, is dead. Can you imagine how many believers come to church every Sunday, but they are carrying about dead faith? Dead faith. Majority of believers, the kind of faith that we have is a dead faith. We know it, we believe it, we understand it, but we don't act upon it. Even so, faith, James chapter 2 verse 17, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe, and they tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Faith that is not backed up with corresponding action is as good as dead. So don't just talk it. Don't just declare it. Don't just pray it. Do it. A lot of times, when God is seeking to move you to the place of victory, the place of higher success, the place of breakthrough, God is seeking to change your location, change your experience. He shows you something that he wants you to act upon. You can receive it, you can pray it, you can confess it, you can declare it, you can speak it. But until you act upon it, you go ahead to do it, put action to it, it's a dead faith. It takes more than speaking to make your faith alive. And finally, the Bible speaks of the complete or the perfect faith. And this is the God kind of faith, the perfect faith, the faith that is complete. This faith is called the perfect faith because it is living faith and it is active faith. It's alive faith and it is a producing faith. And James says in James chapter 2, verse 22, do you see that faith was working together with his works? By faith, for by works, faith was made perfect. By works, faith was made perfect. And this was referring to Abraham, the Abraham kind of faith. The faith that made Abraham became the friend of God. The faith that moved Abraham from poverty to great wealth, from being barren to becoming the father of nations. The faith of Abraham, James explains to us what gave life to that faith and brought it to perfection, to completion. He says Abraham didn't just believe God, he acted on every word of God that is spoken to him. He acted on it. The faith that brings peace with God, that brings justification, that brings healing and deliverance, is a faith that is acted on. I want to close with this scripture one more time. Let me read it one more time. James chapter 2, from verse 22. I'll read to verse 24. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. By works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see, that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. You may think scriptures contradict itself. No. Faith must be accompanied by works. You can't just say, I believe, and not do nothing about that. Abraham didn't just say, I believe. I think, you know, just saying that, even when it comes to being born again, just going on your knees and praying the sinner's prayer, it's not enough. It's not enough. Just saying, Lord, I believe you are Lord. Lord, I believe you're Savior. And you hung on the tree and you died. And that's it. That's it. Alone is powerful. It's powerful. But if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you've got to show it. Then you've got to act like you believe. Then you've got to take the word of God as it is. And you've got to begin to order your life and order your affairs in the light of the word of God. This is what shows that you believe. James says, doing nothing does not make you any different from Satan. As a matter of fact, James says, Satan believes God and he trembles. He trembles. So I'll leave you with this kind of faith, three types of faith, so you can You can do something with your faith. There is the passive faith, there is the dead faith, and there is the complete or the perfect faith. What faith are you operating in? Activate the God kind of faith. Take a step of faith. Act on what you know and believe today. And I assure you, it's a victory journey. It's going to be for you. You will overcome the world. There are loads of troubles in the world, loads of calamities in the world. The devil is unleashing all kinds of wicked activities in the world. But I assure you, if you walk in the God kind of faith, you're knowing the word of God and you're going out to act on the word of God, irrespective of the situation that you're trusting, I assure you, you are more than a conqueror. You will be a more than a conqueror wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the victory that is in the Lord Jesus. We thank you because we share in this victory. I thank you because all this, your people, under the sound of my voice, who have received the word from me this morning, will witness new levels of victories, new levels of lifting. I see their lives changing. I see their destiny unfolding. I see obstacles before them crumbling down. And I ask that you reach forth to them right now by the power of the Spirit and quicken them again. Give them power to persevere and go forward without fear or doubt. Fear is broken, doubt is killed, unbelief be gone, worry go. Now! In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Give God praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, give the Lord a clap of praise, everybody, wherever you are. Hallelujah.